Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Code of Sisterhood podcast. This is your host and the creator of this podcast, Erica Warren. I want to just say thank y'all so much for all of the support and listening to my episodes. When I first started this podcast, I was doing it out of a desire and a need to, open up and be more transparent about my journey as a woman, about a lot of the, experiences that I've gone through in my life, a lot of the lessons that I've learned over, the years of my life. I'm going currently still on this journey of, self-discovery, self-love, healing, becoming a more healthy-minded and balanced person. And I love to share revelations, as I come across them, because I realize that we are all going through this journey. Many years of my life, I felt very isolated. And I thought that a lot of the things and a lot of the experiences, a lot of the disappointments, a lot of the mistakes that I was making and that I was experiencing in my life was unique to me, and that nobody would understand, and that, nobody would, be supportive or anything like that. So I isolated myself, and I went through a lot of situations in my life alone, and feeling lonely and feeling unwanted, unloved. And that was partly because of my own inner voice, my own inner, story that I would tell myself in order to not let people in, to block people out. And it was a defense mechanism to keep myself from being hurt again, to keep myself from being let down, disappointed again from people that I loved or people that, I felt loved me. And so in this episode, I just want to talk about, how do you know when you are starting to heal? When you are starting to heal, a lot of us have gone through, childhood disappointments, childhood traumas, childhood abuse, whatever you would call it, neglect, abandonment, rejection. Many of the problems that we face in life in adulthood is because of unresolved and ignored and suppressed trauma and disappointments that we experience from our childhood. And that is very true in my case. Until I faced the disappointment of not having my father in my life, until I faced the fact that many of the toxic and unhealthy relationships that I got myself involved in were all stemmed from that hurt little girl who never allowed herself, to acknowledge her pain, who pent her pain up, who hid her pain behind being fiercely independent and not needing anybody and putting on a persona that she has it all together. Until I faced that fact and let myself look at that little girl and deal with that little girl and explore, her experience and her feelings, and just let her feel the pain that I never let her feel all those years ago. Once I started to go through that process and really replay a lot of things in my life and understand how all of those things were related and tied together, that's when I started to understand myself a lot better. That's when I started to, forgive myself a lot more. And that's when I began to understand that a lot of the things that I was holding on to from being hurt by other people A lot of times that stuff was self-inflicted, and it was because I had a distorted view of myself, of other people, and the way the world is supposed to work, the way relationships are supposed to work. And so now that I'm going through that journey of really, you know, discovering and uncovering and, you know, just having those light bulb moments, and becoming more aware and open-minded, you know, to the possibilities that I have the power to control the outcome of situations in my life, and I don't have to play the victim in those situations. I always painted myself as the victim, and so in doing so, that left me with no power to change the outcome. That left me with no power to make a different decision to get myself to a different place, to a better place. And so I just wanted to come on here today and share with you, you know, on your journey of healing, how you will know when you're going in the right direction, how you will know from the way that you feel, from the way that you think, from the way that you view things, how you will know when you are actually healing that trauma from your childhood, that inner child, when you are actually addressing those situations and you're starting to see things, you know, in a better and a healthier life light. So point number one, if you have been a people pleaser for most of your life, when you start to notice that it's less important to you how other people perceive you, but more important about how you see yourself and how you value yourself, that's when you know you're starting to heal. You're starting to heal that inner child that craves love and validation from other people, and you start to get that you need from inside of you. It comes from inward and not outward. So that's one sign that you will know that you're on the right path to healing, when you're no longer putting other people's needs and wants and desires ahead of your own. You're actually seeing the value in the things that you need, and you're also putting those things to the forefront, you know, and not neglecting yourself to get the approval of other people. So that's number one. Number two, you will start to accept that doing your best is enough. Doing whatever you do to the best of your ability, and not comparing your best to someone else's best. Once you really start to just have a full picture of who you are, you start to accept your strengths and your weaknesses. You stop comparing yourself to other people. You recognize the differences from you and other people, and you appreciate those differences. You don't try to compare them. You don't try to compete with other people, because you recognize the uniqueness, you know, and how special you are in whatever you're gifted in, and whatever you're talented in, and whatever you were purposed to do on this earth. You don't constantly compare it to the people around you and try to, you know, emulate or do what they're doing. You've recognized what you're doing is unique to you, and you do it to the best of your ability. And then you appreciate what other people do when they're doing their thing to the best of their ability, and you're able to, you know, congratulate them and, you know, admire them without wanting what they have, without wanting to be them, without wanting to be like them, because you recognize that their greatness is totally different from your greatness, but you both are great at the same time. So that's one indication that you'll know that you're starting to heal those things within you, because you compare yourself a lot less to other people. And you just, you learn how to appreciate that you're doing the best, and your best is good enough. Learning that it's okay to be vulnerable. That's a huge step in the right direction of becoming a healed person. So many people who are broken and damaged and hurt have so many walls built up around themselves. They never let anybody in. They always keep people at a certain safe distance, a certain arm's length. But the thing that they desire the most is to be close and to be intimate with people, but they just don't know how to let their guard down and be vulnerable with people and trust people again. So once you get to a point in your life where you recognize that I can be vulnerable and it's okay, because, you know, I know that I got me and I'm okay. I'm not a broken person. I'm not a half of a person. I'm a whole person. And I recognize that with every good thing in life comes some level of risk. If I want love, there is some level of risk to that. I have to put myself out there to get the thing that I really want. I cannot play it safe in life and then expect to get the great things in life that I want. So being able to understand that in order to have the great things in life, I have to risk being vulnerable. It's okay, because if it doesn't work out how I thought it would work out, if I do get disappointed or let down by a person or a situation, it's okay, because I know the process to get myself back to being whole again and healed again. I know this road, I know this process, and I know myself, and I know the God that I serve. And he's restored me many, many, many times before. He will restore me again. So being able to recognize that you can let yourself be vulnerable is huge in the healing process. This one is also huge. Learning that it's okay to say no without over-explaining yourself. You know, without apologizing for saying no. When you're saying no to something that goes against your morals, your standards, your dignity, or if it's putting you in a place that's uncomfortable for you, that's detrimental to you, that's going to cause you, you know, harm, or you know, it's going to make you betray yourself, you have to get okay with disappointing other people in order to stay true to you. So many of us who have had that childhood trauma, and then we, you know, we live our lives in a way that we need acceptance and we need approval from other people, we would consciously know that this thing that a person is asking us to do, it's not something that we really want to do. It's not something that we feel good about. It could possibly put me in harm's way. It could possibly, you know, put me in a situation that would be hard for me to get out of, a difficult situation. But if I do this thing, this person is going to like me. They're going to appreciate me. They're going to want to keep me around. You know, they're going to value me. So I can do this thing for them because I really want them to like me. When you get to a point where you recognize this person is asking me to do something that goes against me, it goes against me being loyal to myself. And that's something that I value more than anything. And I don't want to lose respect for myself. So I'm going to say no. And I don't have to explain it. I don't have to over-explain it. I can just tell you the reason that I don't want to do it. And that's that. And that's over with. Once you get to that point, that's when you're doing some serious healing and you're on the right track. So the next one is when you are learning to cope with triggers rather than avoiding them. So the first step in that is knowing what are your triggers. What are the things that are still sensitive spots to you? Even in your healing journey, even when you are on that other side, there's always going to be a few sore spots because, you know, from my childhood, that's where we really formed who we are and how we are, how we show up in the world, you know, our thought patterns, our behavior patterns. We don't change all the way 100%. Those things are still going to make up who we are. Those things are still going to be a part of us. So the great thing about, you know, going through your healing process is that it's a continuous process. And that's when you have to give yourself grace to understand. I'm way better than I was last year, but I still have more work to do. And it's okay, because I'm open to doing the work. I'm not avoiding the work anymore. And I'm not denying that I need to do the work. That's the great part about the healing process, is that it's continuous. And there's always going to be room for improvement. And that's perfectly fine. You know, but learning to cope with your triggers is identifying what your triggers are. If you know from your past that you had a real big issue with abandonment, and in your present relationships, when, you know, you find that you start to fall into those same thought patterns when you're in situations where you feel like you might, you know, it might replay something in your brain from your childhood, that's when you recognize, hey, that's one of my triggers. And you have to consciously point it out to yourself, so you know, this is something that still triggers me today. This is something that I still have to consciously retrain myself to react or respond in a different way. This is something that I'm still working on. I recognize it. Like for me, for instance, I've always been a big proponent against people who bully people who are weaker than them. I've always been that type of person, because when I was bullied, a lot of times I didn't stand up for myself. But when I see somebody else being bullied, I will always run and jump to their defense. So even to this day, when I see somebody who's more powerful and bigger throwing their weight around on somebody who's harmless or weaker than them, it gets a real quick reaction from me. I can get upset in a situation like that really quickly, because that's just something that's always been a trigger for me from my childhood on up. I recognize that that's a trigger for me. So instead of avoiding situations like that, I face them. And then, you know, I have to consciously talk to myself about what's really going on. It's not so much what's going on, it's the way that you feel about it. It's the way that you're viewing it. It's the way that you're letting it affect you. So once you start to recognize that, I have to retrain myself if I want to get better results in a different, you know, reaction in situations like this, I have to consciously retrain myself to respond and react in different ways than what I've done before. Recognizing what your triggers are, that takes a high level of, you know, honesty with yourself, brutal honesty with yourself. You can't sugarcoat things with yourself if you want to get to a point of healing. So being honest about what you're good at, what you've improved on, and what you still need a lot of work on, being honest about those things is really going to be key, and it's going to help you in your healing process. Learning to take time out for yourself to rebalance, to recharge, to decompress from other people and just from the, you know, stresses and things that going on in your life during the day, that's going to be a big part of your healing. And giving yourself permission to, you know, to say, I deserve this. I deserve this time to myself. I deserve this time to whatever it is that I like to do that's just for me. If I like to get by myself and listen to music, if I like to get in my car and take a long drive, if I just like to walk around in the store and shop and just look in the stores, whatever it is that I like to do just for me, give yourself permission to do those things. Because everybody needs that time by themselves to regroup, you know, to clear their mind of all the other outside noises and voices and just get back centered in yourself. So that's going to be a big step, a good step in knowing that you're healing, that you're healing, that you're moving in the right direction in your healing process. And let's see. Here's another one. This is a real good one. This is one that I noticed a difference, a change in the type of people that I was attracting into my life. You will start to notice that you're not attracting those emotionally unavailable people into your life anymore. When you start to notice that the kind of people that approach you, the kind of people that are attracted to you is different than what you used to attract before, then you know you're on the right track in your healing process. If you notice, because I had this bad pattern of attracting emotionally unavailable men into my life, men that I had to, you know, fight for their love. I had to fight for their affection. I felt like I had to prove myself to them in order to get them to open up to me. And that was just a symptom of my abandonment issues from my childhood with my father. The love that I didn't get from him, the attention that I didn't get from him, I sought it out in these relationships with these men. So I felt like, you know, I had to be the best. I had to be on my best behavior. I had to be the best wife. I had to be the best girlfriend. I had to be the best of everything in order to get that love and validation, in order to make them stay and not leave me and not abandon me. And so once you start to realize that the different type of people that you attract into your life, people who are also open emotionally to you, then you're on the right track to your healing. So that was my observation and my self-revelation on the healing process. I hope that you recognize or you got something out of this episode that will help, you know, spark something in you. If you know someone who could benefit from hearing this episode, I think it's very important. Share this episode with everybody that you know, because we're all at some different points in our healing process. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of the Code of Sisterhood podcast with your host, Erica Warren. I will If you want to connect with me, if you would like to purchase one of my books, if you would like to become one of my life coaching clients, I have a life coaching business. It's called Coach Ease Life Coaching Services. You can connect with me in my website, which is www.coachee-lifecoaching.com. Or if you would like to purchase one of my books where I share, you know, some real life testimonies of things that I've experienced in my life, things that I have overcome in my life. I am an author of three books, three women inspirational anthologies. The first one is called Dear Single Mom. The second one is called In Spite of It All. The third one is called Dear Young Woman. And you can find these books on my website. You can go to my website, you'll get free shipping, and you will get an autographed, personally autographed copy. So you can go to my website, which is www.payhip.com/Erica Warren. So that's www.payhip.com/Erica Warren. That's ERICAWARREN. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.